Okay, so I'm going to wrap up. And the good news is it's not going to take me too long. Okay? So wake up. Listen. Because you don't have to listen to this again till this time next year. So wake up. Listen. Remember what I told you earlier. Take your notes. There's 5 points. There's two of this or two of that. And we'll come back and we'll check you out. So what did we learn? Where's my buddy? Where did we learn? What were the game changers? See, I was looking at that one over there, Orla, and that ain't moving. That slide over there is not a game changer. So what a week. 2,600 attendees, the biggest dinner ever in the Lexington Convention Center, the biggest dinner ever out at the Horse Park at the Alltech Arena, and with 72 countries. And they were seamless. And it's the United Nations. And language was no barrier because music was carrying us forward. What did we learn? What have we learned? Well, we've learned about business survival. We learned those 5 things about business survival. No fads, no fashions, just change. As we thought about that, we said, you don't always have to be first. You don't always have to be the best, but you must be different. You must be different. Understand your industry and understand where growth is coming from and why growth is coming from there. I don't quite agree with Damien's next one. He said, don't act now. I have a history of acting now and then trying to recover. But Declan was saying, don't act now. Take your time sometimes. And remember, it's all about you. And everything that you do is about you. We've talked and talked and talked for years and years and years about alternative to antibiotics. And we've said that antibiotics need to be in the hospital, not in our food. And the European Union gave us the challenge, and the challenge was met. And after that challenge was met, they said in Article 13, 767, 2009, this product is an alternative to antibiotics. Embrace science. Work with the regulators. Make sure they understand us, and you can be a game changer. And we heard about the world record, not for the mile, but the world record for a dairy cow of 72,000 pounds. And we ask ourselves, why is it that a humble farmer with 30 to 40 cows in Wisconsin can get that sort of yield of milk per year, and the average is 7, 8, 9, a great yield will be 20,000 pounds. Why? And we learned that if you think of the rumen as a fermenter, just like the fermenters you saw for algae, and just like the fermenters you saw for yeast, then you can do so many things with that fermenter so long as it is stable. And if that rumen is stable, by utilizing whatever the products are to make it stable, you can, in fact, help this fermenter. And as you help this fermenter, the net result is you will get more milk and you will start moving towards the 72,000 pounds. And ladies and gentlemen, the world needs you to be moving towards 72,000 pounds. And we heard about programmed nutrition. And we're probably all wanting to go somewhere, have a beer, have a cup of coffee, get the gene chip, and carry out a conversation. Let me tell you what I learned about this gene chip. And the people will take the gene chip, and they'll look up at it and say, I don't see any genes in the gene chip. But I believed that Carl could make it happen. And Carl has made it happen. And we've heard about how he is making it happen with our farm of the future. The farm of the future, where we will have windmills and solar panels and algae and using fiber, not corn, the farm of the future. The sustainable farm of the future. Join us in a revolution. Join us in a revolution. Because that's truly what we are asking you to do. To join us in a revolution. And as you join us in the revolution, you heard about the positive thinking, the green platform, and the red platform. And you heard it from the man himself. And as you join us in the green platform, who was the embodiment this week of the green platform? If not Ronan Tynan, telling us, look at yourself in the mirror every single day. And your mum used to say it, now you say it, you are great. And life, he said, can only be looked at what way? You learn from looking backwards, but you have to live it going forwards. You learn from the past, but you will live it going forwards. So let's see. On your Twitters or tweets or treats, or are you on the green platform? Let's see what we have. Well, I don't know who Life Rhinoceros 7 is, but Life Rhinoceros 7 says, hey, $300 corn, we need to feed the genes. Is he getting it? And this guy says, 10 most powerful words ever. If it is to be, it's up to me. Is he on the green platform? Yeah, he's on the green platform. Great things can be accomplished with the right attitude. Remember what they used to say? How can you soar with the eagles if you're down here with the turkeys? And so many things can be done and will be done. And as I look at this, oh, this is mine. Not mine, I didn't send it, but mine, I love it. Don't be an energy vampire. We're surrounded by energy vampires. Can't be done, shouldn't be done, can't be done. I am tired, you tired. Look to your right and look to your left. I've just noticed on either side of you, there is an energy vampire. So, that was our green platform. But clearly, you're on the green platform. But remember the rules. Number one, be fast. Don't necessarily get it right. Get it going. New rule number two, take a chance. Remember that song, Take a Chance on Me? Take a chance. Well, if I was Ronan Tynan, I would sing it to you. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance on me. And rule number three, aim high. The greatest calamity in our lives, the greatest disaster of our lives is what? Michelangelo told us. The greatest danger, the greatest disaster would be that we, not that we aim too high and we miss it, but by gosh, you aim too low and you make it. So stretch and stretch and stretch. My mom said, in 1980, what took you so long? I think if my mom was here today, she would say to you guys, she would say, what took you so long? No, she would say, make it happen. She would say, do it now. Well, I'm going to tell her. Now, she's probably somewhere that I may never get to. But I'm going to tell her, we're going to make it happen. And I want to announce some things that are going to make it happen. We're announcing our game changers. Mom, that boy from the west coast of Ireland is now Professor Ronan Tynan. And that boy is at the University of Kentucky. And he's going to go on a tour of Kentucky. And as he goes around that tour, he's going to culminate right back here with an opera. Is that good or what, Mom? And you talk about being on the green platform, he even put a tie on to signify how delighted he was. Mom, our program for students will now go to 50,000 students. And the enthusiasm that these 50,000 students bring to our business will move us all up to that green platform. Hey, Mom, we've been talking about the farm of the future. We're going to build the farm of the future. We're going to make it happen. Hey, Mom, in the next 18 months, we're going to follow what we've been doing for 31 years and reinvesting and reinvesting. But in the next 18 months, we will triple our investment by reinvesting. And in the next 18 months, we are going to build and build and build. We're going to go to Georgia and build a new plant. We're going to expand our plant in Kentucky, putting in SSF. This is testing my geography, but this one I know. We're going to go to the Emerald Isle, just like the Queen did. And there we're going to expand our laboratories, and we're going to do it all in the next 18 months. What was your last? I didn't see your little star there. Oh, there's China, yeah. Let me tell you, I've traveled the world. And at age 13, I was able to give up geography. I said, who would ever need geography? Who cares what you make in Kentucky? Who cares what they grow in China? I don't need it. I ain't going there. And here I am, the global traveler. But in China, we already have two plants, and we're going to build another plant, and we're going to do so and do so fast. In Thailand, we're building a plant. In Belgium, we already have a plant, and we propose to put $10 million into that plant so it can provide products for Europe. California, here I come. Remember the old song? Man, I wish, Mom, that I could sing like Ronan Tynan. But we're going to put a plant in California near Visalia. We've already picked out the spot. We know we're going to build there. That's where we're going. Venezuela, move over, Chavez. We're expanding our plant in Venezuela. And I don't know where that one is. And Mom, we're going somewhere that I don't know where it is. But you're going to like it when we get there. This one. Oh, the Lost Islands. The place that the Australians are still looking for. We're going to become Kiwis. And we're going to put a plant into New Zealand. The forgotten continent, Africa, with so much potential. Well, out of the almost $200 million that we're going to invest in the next 18 months to 2 years, we're going to put money into Africa and a plant into Africa. Hey, Mom, I was on a horse twice in my life, but now we're the title sponsors of the National Horse Show, which is moving from Madison Square Garden after 128 years to Lexington. I'll try it again. Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Mama. C'est très important pour nous commencer à parler français. My lessons in French may come into use, because last week we signed to be the title sponsor for the next World Equestrian Games in Normandy. You know, Gandhi once said, he said, be the change you want to be. Be the change you want to be to see in the world. Be the change. Well, I would say to you today as I leave, I challenge you to be the game changers of our industry. You've got it, guys. You have the technology. You have the support. You have the camaraderie. Please, I challenge you. Join my mom. Don't let me be the only one that she pushed and pushed and pushed. And so today I challenge you to climb with me and to dream with me the impossible dream. The impossible dream. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to run when your heart is too weary, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to strive when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far. To fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. Covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage.